Hello again, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Quality Hub, chatting with ISO experts. My name is Xavier Francis, and I'm thrilled to be your host today, accompanied by our distinguished guest, Scott Dawson, President of Core Business Solutions.
X, it is great to be here.
Awesome. Today's episode is part two of ISO Certification and Your Bottom Line, and we'll be continuing our insightful conversation with Scott as we explore the potential long-term savings and the crucial roles that both management and employees play in realizing the benefits of a quality management system. Scott, we touched on this a little last week, with the initial cost of gaining an ISO certification. But what can a business expect as far as ongoing costs associated with maintaining ISO certification, and how may that affect your bottom line?
Yeah, I think it becomes a light item in your budget, but it also has to become responsibilities with certain employees in the company to maintain or improve certain things. So you have to kind of bake it into the cake.
To get that culture going.
Exactly right. So, but there are ongoing costs. We mentioned that there are audits once every year.
Mm-hmm.
As we said, the first year is a full certification audit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's two surveillance audits. So what that means is the second audit is like half the requirements are audited. Third audit is the other half.
Okay.
So it's like a full audit and two half audits.
Okay.
Then a full audit, then two half audits. There's like a pattern to it.
As you continue on.
And the cost of those kind of vary because you're paying for the auditor's time. So a full audit is going to take more time than one of the surveillance audits would. These are things that will be quoted by the registrar that you select, by the certification body. You can lay out those costs ahead of time and recognize mm-hmm. that. So that's, you know, that's out-of-pocket costs. You have to plan.
Well, and you might have a group like us. Like I know smaller companies, they find it hard to do internal audits. I know that's something we do at Core
yeah.
Business Solutions.
Yeah.
So that's a cost that you may incur, but you may find value in it because you have that impartial internal audit where you're not having a buddy auditing a buddy, or worse than that, their boss or maybe the president or
yeah.
somebody else.
Yeah.
So sometimes that's a cost
yeah.
you might gain.
Yeah. But having a consultant involved in helping you to stay prepared and to drive benefit and improvement in your organization can be an impetus for real improvement
mm-hmm.
and keep people's eyes open a little bit more. Like you say, that impartiality, mm-hmm. the independence can see things that maybe you don't recognize as a problem or even as an opportunity. And our consultants just bring tremendous value in the time that they spend, whether it's an internal audit or serving as the management representative or whatever the role is, because you're really getting, you know, decades of experience wrapped up in a pretty reasonable cost.
Yeah.
Whereas a small business, as you said, can't afford a full-time quality manager in most cases who have the level of experience that our consultants do.
Right. So. And I mean, and you know, if you're going to have continuous improvement and you want to continue working with a quality management system, are you going to go buy books and figure out, are you going to listen to podcasts that you are like, okay, how do I do this? Or
yep.
could you get somebody who knows how to do it and walk you through it? Be impartial and be there to be honest with you. The auditor might audit whether you're good with the standard, but they're not going to necessarily say, you might want to try these things to continually
yeah.
improve.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, and that should lead to financial, you know, improvements.
Mm-hmm.
That should lead to measurable gains in terms of dollars saved, in terms of production cycles that you can accomplish each week or each month.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be more productive in that regard, in terms of reducing errors or reducing scrap material.
Mm-hmm.
Some companies will go to the extent of trying to assign dollars to the improvements that they make. It's not always easy to do that, but I think where it's possible to do so, I think it's good feedback
mm-hmm.
to show that this investment is really paying off.
Well, I know that in a previous podcast, we had somebody that had $2 million in scrap. After they went through the process, it was cut in half.
Yeah.
That is, no,
yeah.
Clearly that wasn't a mom and pop shop, but you know, $1 million in savings
yeah.
just from
yeah.
scrap.
Yeah,
because you paid attention
yeah.
to what was going on.
And a smaller business
yeah.
might have $20,000 in scrap. But boy, if you could save half of that, that's
or
money
quarter.
In your pocket.
Yeah,
exactly
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly right. So there's a balance. There's a balance between what is spent in terms of being certified, what's spent in terms of external resources and internal resources, time
mm-hmm.
that people would put into it. So you balance that with, all right, what are the most important areas of improvement that we can see a real payback in, and then it helps you to prioritize where to put your time and attention. Right. And you, like I said earlier, this is using ISO as an excuse to get some things done.
Right.
That have been burning through your pocket.
For however long, you've
been a business. Yeah. And now is the time to get more structure. Now is the time to put procedures in place and work instructions. Now is the time to utilize an internal audit to spot problems before they become big problems, you know, things like that. Measuring customer satisfaction in a formal way. How eye-opening can that be?
Oh, my goodness.
When you start really asking for feedback when before maybe you weren't and you were sort of just happy to not hear.
Yeah. Or you said, hey, this was a good customer. Let me give them a survey.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. It's like those things where they say, can you please rate us as a 10? You know, you go get a sandwich somewhere and they say, can you fill out our survey? We're looking forward to you rating us as a 10. Well, okay. You don't really want my feedback.
No, you don't want my feedback. Yeah. So everything considered, it does sound like ISO certification can actually save money in the long run, provided you put in the work. What are the keys, though, to making these benefits tangible and real in a customer who pursues ISO certification?
Well, I know in this series, we've talked a lot about management's role in making things successful, and it's no less important when you talk about trying to really drive savings and improvement in your business. Management has to provide leadership. So that means management has to set the tone for the importance of the ISO process, the quality management system. Management has to understand the improvement processes that have been in place, you know, such as corrective action and KPIs and internal audits and things like that. How can we best utilize those investments, that time in driving improvement? And what goals do we want to set? You know, what goals for this quarter? What goals for this year? So if management doesn't engage, then you're kind of just hoping someone is going to do something important.
Someone's going to care.
Someone's actually going to
step in and say, hey, this isn't going well. Maybe I'll bring it to somebody's attention.
And in a small business, management is very visible. People know exactly what's on their mind. And what they spend time on must be important. So if management's disengaged and uninterested, people are going to be disengaged and uninterested across the board.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot in previous ones and actually probably will in some future ones where it has to come from the top down and get some ownership.
Yeah,
but when you get that, it's amazing what to see. You give people accountability and you give them a little bit of ownership on something, how much that improves things.
And recognize when they make the effort and recognize when accomplishments are made and improvements are made, which then means the other part of this is employee involvement. So that means people are trained on what all this means and what their role is. They are trained on their own policies and procedures that they need to follow. They're allowed to raise their hand when there's a problem and say that there's a problem or report that there's a problem. They're able to give, you know, freely give suggestions for improvement without getting their hand slapped or say, hey, that's not your job. Just, you know, just do your job. Let me do my job. And if you create an environment where people are defensive or there's walls built in an organization, then people aren't going to openly be involved in looking for improvement because they're just going to say, I'll do my job and go home.
Yeah, yeah.
You should appreciate the fact that people are putting their thought to their job and they care enough about the business to suggest something or point something out. That's vitally important.
Absolutely. And I think so many employees really want to do a good job. I mean, we spend a third of our life at least at what we do. Most people take value in that.
Yeah.
So it's really a win-win when you use that energy. I'm like, if I want to be here, let me do a great job. And management says, hey, we want you to do a good job. How can we help you help us?
Yeah. Employee involvement, again, starts at the top because management makes it a priority to create a culture, permission for people to be involved. And then there are more formal ways to get involved. Say you're on a project team or helping to revise a procedure or you're helping to dig into a corrective action, a root cause or something, giving people time to do these things that ultimately will pay back because things will be improved and things will be better and customers will be more satisfied. It's amazing when you leverage all the talent in your business, what can be accomplished in your business.
Absolutely. I know that's one thing that's really attractive for me here at Core Business is there's not just an understanding that I can research my job to make it better. It's almost expected, not forced, but it's like you all know that if I'm going to try to get better at my job and you give me time to do that, it's only going to benefit you.
It's only going to benefit.
You know, and that's
and that's true. That's true throughout the organization.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, when we bring in new employees, we spend a full week up front talking about how employees can be plugged into this business and what role they have in not just their job, because there was time enough to learn the job, you know, but let's learn the business. Let's learn what makes it the place tick. Let's meet people that I wouldn't ordinarily work with. So at least I know who these friendly faces are. And if I had a question, I could reach out, or had a problem, I could get with somebody and try to get a resolution. So we work hard at getting off to a good start with every new employee to say, you know, you're important. Your experience is important to us. Your ideas are important to us. We value you. Boy, that pays back.
Yeah,
that
it really does. Back. It does. And actually, one thing that I like is when I do get the chance to talk to somebody that's not in my realm of existence at work, you know, then you see them for having a big meeting or something, or on whether it's online or in person. But when you value them more when you get to know who they are and what they do.
Yeah.
So you're even going to support them more than just know that they're there to support you.
Yeah. And I think another, you know, key to good involvement from employees is great communication in a business. So again, back to management. Having clear priorities, understanding results, making sure people are informed as to how things are going, good or bad.
Yeah.
Recognizing that everybody can accept a little bad news once in a while, but they don't need only bad news. You've got to balance it with good news, you know, because not everything is bad and not everything is good any one day.
Correct.
That continuous communication, it's making sure managers and supervisors have the training and support they need to provide guidance to their teams and their employees, and to work cross-functionally with other departments. I mean, there's a lot of aspects to good employee communication. I just think leveraging the talents in your business, why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
I mean, you spend a lot of money having a workforce.
Right.
Why not unleash their talents and their creativity to make the business a better place? And I think all of that can stem from approaching ISO as a culture shift in a business and as a priority for how we're going to do work going forward. Oh, by the way, we're going to get certified.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But that isn't the point.
So many people start there.
Yeah.
And then they're like, aha.
Yeah.
This actually can help my business a lot and all my employees.
Yeah. And that's something our consultants can really help our customers with, is understanding the real benefit of a good quality management system and how to get it off to the right start. And if it's not staying on the right track, how do you get it back on track?
Right. Well, and keeping it simple, knowing there's steps.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat this elephant in one bite. You're certified for three years before you have another full audit. And it's continual improvement. It's not instant improvement.
Yeah. And I guess I'd finally like to just mention that as president of Core Business Solutions, I mean, we're in the business of helping other businesses be successful.
Yes.
And we measure our success by our customer success. And it's so easy to say. But the nice thing is in the ISO consulting business is we do get involved in our customers' businesses. We do see the challenges that they face. We do get to be part of bringing about solutions in a meaningful way. To me, it's not about how many contracts we get or how many customers we sign up, or how many subscribers we have in our core platform, or how many certificates our customers got. It's really about, are we helping customers become more successful? That every day is not like the fingers in the dike kind of exercise, but we're starting to solve problems where things run more smoothly and our customers can accomplish more. To me, that's Core Business Solutions.
Absolutely.
You know, top to bottom. And I try to remind our organization that that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, and I can verify that. That's something that's a continual thing. So maybe it's not. Maybe you're not so different from the Baptist pastor you were many years ago.
It's still in there.
You're spreading the good news of the ISO.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, I really want to thank you for your time today, Scott. This has just been wonderful. It's great to hear your take on how ISO can benefit your bottom line if you put the effort and get aligned and get your culture shifted in a way that is going to benefit
them. Yeah, Xavier, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we want to thank everyone who's listened to our podcast today. We hope it's been informative for you. And be sure to check out the Quality Hub podcast next week. In case you haven't done so already, we encourage you to subscribe to this podcast so you can stay updated on our upcoming topics. Have a great day.